on here now. He said, I want you to say the rooster lives here, the pullet lives here, and the hen lives here. And I says, now what did I say lives here? He says, pullet. So I pullet, you know. And I said, he says, come on, say fi dinker, eye winker, nose picker, mouth eater, chin chunker. And so I said, fi dinker, eye winker, chit. A thigh anchor, eye winker, nose picker, mouth eater, chin chunker, gully, 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 and it just tickles him to death, you know, and he comes over here for that. And so it's like I told him, I said, Easter Sunday's coming now, and I said, you want to really learn about my mama's little curly head, you know. And he's trying to learn it, though. He's not before, but he comes over here and ding-dongs me to death about
what's that,
mama's little curly head? My papa is a preacher. I like to go to Sunday school, listen at my teacher. On Easter Sunday, I looked so bright and gay, I had to take the dogs along to keep the girls away. And, me and my wife and my wife's pap crossed the river at Cumberland Gap. Log it broke, we fell in, I lost my little jug of gin. Ha, 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 you and me. I messed up. Oh, let me see. Is it all right for my husband to sing one on there? Well, yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Why? You don't feel like it?
No.
Huh? Why? Huh?
I just don't feel like it.
I can't sing this like he does, I know.
Oh.
Lies get your bonnet, honey, you keep cool. I ain't got time. Well, that's the reason I told you. Well, start it for me.
Daddy had a little gray mule, name was Fancy Brown. Smallest tooth, not mule, head, mile and a quarter round. Whoa, mule, I say, if you don't hit me, hold that mule, he's gonna run away. taking him down to blacksmith's shop to have his teeth cut small. He backed his ears and rode his tail to sort of blacksmith's shop and all. Whoa, mule, I say, if you don't have me hold that mule, he gonna run away. Oh, boy. He kicked the feathers off the goose and broke the elephant's back. He stopped the Texas railroad train, kicked right off the track. Whoa, mule, I say, if you don't have me hold that mule, he gonna run away. Lies get your bonnet, now honey, you keep cool. I ain't got time to kiss you now, I'm busy with this mule. Whoa, mule, I say, if you don't help me hold that mule, he's gonna run away.
Did I say sheep and the goat? Didn't I say sheep and the goat? They went to the pasture. The sheep said, goat, just get a little faster. The sheep fell down, skinned his shin. Good gracious, how the sheep didn't grin. Huh? Ride a little boy, he went downtown. He rode a goat and he led a hound. The hound, he barked. The goat, he jumped. Throwed that little boy right on a stump. I should have got me a tablet and just wrote them all down, and then it wouldn't make, you wouldn't have to stop and think, you know?
That's okay. That's what we do. Almost everybody has to stop and think anyway.
Louis?
What, huh?
I thought of it when I started talking. My mind just...
Well, come on, tell me. There's so many back in yonder that I can't get them all together. I sung the girl in the restaurant, didn't I? Yeah.
Hmm?
About.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sang that one.
You ever sang, Stole That Bridge, Stole That Corn, Stole That Cheese, Stole Your Corn, The Lord's Judge.
I did, I think.
Just straight as shameless fair today and shout to the world that want no sin and steal a pair of bridges to be baptized in.
She got that on the other tape, I believe. I thought that one.
Well, I learned that.
Oh, I got a good one, I got to tell you.
I learned that song when I was 7 years old, boy.
These here three preachers, they wanted to get away from their congregation. So they said, let's go fishing and tell each one our hang up, where our congregation won't know it. So they get on a boat, go out late. One preacher says, now I don't want my congregation to know this, says, I'm just telling y'all to, says, I get drunk once in a while, and love my whiskey, but I don't want nobody to tell my congregation. So he said to the other, says, what's your hang up? He says, well, my hang up is, says, I love to look at a pretty girl when she goes by once in a while. So they looked at the third and says, what's your hang up? He says, I'm just the biggest gossip there are in town, and I can't wait to get off in this boat and get back and tell them about it. I'd have drowned in him right there. I told you about the preacher and them and about the rooster dinner. Preacher coming to dinner?
Yeah, you did.
I think I told you that.
No, you know any love songs you can sing?
That's what I said. I should have wrote them all down.
You know Long Black Veil?
No, I don't know that one. I don't know. I know one about, that's why I say I should have wrote them down, because I hate to make a hesitation on the tape.
That's all right. Don't worry about the tape.
There was a maid out in a garden when a single soldier come riding by, saying, will you marry a single soldier? Just return to marry thee. Oh, no, kind sir, a man of honor, a man of honor you might be. But I have a true love all in this service. 7 long years been gone from me. He drew his hands out of his pockets, his fingers being thus long and small, saying, here's the ring that you once gave me. And straight before him she did fall. I messed up again.
What's the name of that song? What do you call it?
I'm just trying to study what used to go back. Oh, I know what I want to sing. Oh, if it don't leave my mind. For 7 long years I've been married. I wish I had lived an old maid. For now it is nothing but trouble. My husband won't work at his trade. And now it's get up every morning and put all the dishes away, and then go down to the still house and bring him back if I may. My mother, she gave me a fine milk cow. I fed her on sweet clover hay. My husband, he swapped her for liquor one stormy cold Christmas Eve day. That's why I should have wrote them all down before you got here.
There's a lot of them little ladies, she just sang you a touch of.
That's why I should write them all down. I could sit down.
If you knew all of it, always would be a mess.
You see, what I should have done is sit right here and wrote them down, and there would have been no hesitation, and one by one, you know what I mean? There wouldn't have been... You see, that's what I should have done, is wrote them, there wouldn't have been no hesitation, and I could have just talked, you know, sang it off in the... And not, let's see. Yeah, I should have, the other day now, if I'd had time, my son's in the hospital now, I thought about if I write him down, then there won't be no hesitation because, you know, he'd have just been straight singing through, you know. And
turn the tape off for a few minutes, do you think? Would that help you a little bit?
No. What I mean, I hate to make a hesitation in the tape. Why, I should have wrote him and just taken a tablet and wrote them all. Like you see now, my little darling, oh, how I love you. How I love you, none can tell. In your heart, you loved another. Little darling, pal of mine. There's not but three things that I wish for. It's my casket shrouding gray. Oh, when I'm dead, don't weep for me. Just kiss those lips that you betrayed. My little darling, oh, how I loved you. How I loved you, none can tell. Oh, when I'm dead, don't weep for me. Just kiss those lips that you betrayed. Now, you see, if I'd been by myself and I wrote it down, it'll all... I know so many that I know. And... My little darling, back when I was just about 8, 9 years old, I used to sing that. You know, it's the old timey songs. You don't hear them no more. And what I'll have to do, I'll just tell you to be honest with you, what I'll have to do is to, I got a big tablet over there when the boy gets out of the hospital, and what I do, where there won't be no hesitation in the tape, is write them. I know so many, you won't believe that until they, you know what I mean? And then when I start page by page, then there won't be no break. See, and no, none of it. You see, like now, that like the old roving gambler way back yonder. But what I will have to do is sit down and take my tablet. And I would like for you to, you know what I mean, be where there won't be no hesitation in the tape and just read off each song one by one. You know what I mean? And they won't...
Whatever. You know, the tape is just to keep anyway, so it's not mm-hmm. like, you know...
I know that, but I would love to be where you could get where if you're ever out this way, as I say, write it down page by page. And
I'll be around. You know.
And then just like sketching this and about the old roving gambler and oh darling, you can't love but one. You can't love but one and have any fun. Oh darling, you can't love but one. Darling, you can't love but two. You cannot love two. I mean, and your heart be true. Oh, darling, you can't love two. Oh, darling, you can't love three. And that's why I say I'll have to write them down, because every time I used to go to North Carolina, my brother would sit and cry. First thing I had to do when I got there, and I'd say, well, if you're going to cry, I'm not going to sing. And he'd say, no, I've got to cry. Sing, you know. And just like I sung that the other day, I always had to sing that one up there about my father was a drunkard,
Right.
And got that down. And the engineer's child and the miner's child. And it was on one Monday morning about 1 o'clock when the great Titanic began to reel and rock. The people began to cry, oh, my Lord, we're going to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There was husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. You remember the old Titanic. You've heard them talk about the old Titanic. Well, I was a little girl when the Titanic, which is years and years and years ago. You know what I mean? And the 97 about. They gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but old 97. You must pull her in Spencer on time. See, now I know it all. But what I got to do is write all of that down. And then it says, Steve Brooklyn said to his black greasy fireman, just to shovel on a little more coal. And when we reach that white oak mountain, you can see old 97 roll. He was going down grade, making 90 miles an hour, when his whistle began to scream. He was found in this wreck with his hands on the throttle and was scalded to death by the steam. Now, I can see him gathering that. It's just like backed out in that chair. But now, just like that, to write that all down, make no break, I can sing them. You know what I mean? And then there's another about Little Marion Parker. That happened when I was a kid. What was his name now? He murdered her, and they made a song out of it about
Tom Dooley.
No. I've got to write them all down so I can, get him himself and write them all down. And then verse for verse, you know what I mean? And put them down like that. And,
Well, do you want to quit for this afternoon?
I'll tell you why. I'd love to get them all wrote down, you know what I mean? Because now it's just like me, you know, I hesitate now because you won't believe it. The tape went wrong. Oh, I wanted to fix that thing. Honey, I sung with them over in Panama City. I'm telling you what's the truth. I told you about being over there in Panama when the band and all was there. There was no hesitation. You know what I mean? And I was calm. And I had... The mandolin was going, the guitars, the banjos, the violins, and all. And I wish you could have heard that. And there was a click coming in the tape. I even carried it up to Madison to try to get with all that music in the background. You know, that was a pretty singer you wanted to hear in your life.
Did you get it taped?
I got a tape, but you know what happened? It was made in Panama City, and somehow another click come in the one tape they made. And I even carried it to Madison, Valdosta, trying to get that click, and it cut it off.
I was never was so disappointed in my life. But that music behind that, that was the prettiest thing that you ever wanted to hear. But there was a, let's see, there was another thing I was trying to think about. I thought of the other day. That, well, I wish I had my tree. I was going to I'm going to finish that up this afternoon. I got the snuff boxes right in there that I saved. I showed you how I made them. I knocked the bottom out. And if I had the bottom out of one now, I'd show you. I never touched that. But it is pretty. When I got it over to my granddaughter, she said, Granny, said, I don't know. See, I cut the handle. It takes six. See here? And then I put this in there, and then you can put artificial flowers coming out here, artificial flowers, see, coming out there, and see? But I wish to goodness the next time you come, why didn't you tell me? You won't ever know. For Christmas gifts, I got them everywhere. For Christmas gifts, see, I got a pile of them in there that I've got this far. I put the marbles, this is bathroom tile, and I lay them six boxes of matches in here. They don't never come out no more. You see, I lay three boxes here. It might be something you may want to do to give Christmas. Get you some tile, and lay you six boxes long ways here. Lay you six boxes long ways here, see? All right, them sides where you strike the match is completely filled this up. All right, I put my Elmer's glue here. See? All right. Then when I glue them to the bottom here. All right, then I put the glue right here. And then I glue this down. It can never come apart. All right, now you see him? I put little handles. I got it in there what I put in. It's the things you push in and then flange back. Then you pull your little drawer out. See? All right. That is the prettiest thing to give a Christmas gift. You can put your jewelry in it, in the little match boxes, if you don't want the match boxes. If you don't want to do that, leave your little matches if you don't have any little children around. Then you pull the little drawers open of them. You know how you pull a little, push them. And then you can get your match and strike it here on the sides. And see how pretty they are? And if you don't want to put the flower up there on all of them, take your big old shell, lay your cigarette in it. Because it can't catch the matches in here. And lay your cigarette here in the shell on top of it. You know, imagination.
Did you learn to do? I mean, did you see that somewhere, or where did you learn
it? I don't know. I've been doing things. Nobody in the world can make these snuffbox baskets but me. My mother did this before me. Nobody. I'm the only person in the world can make those baskets.
Your mother did them?
My mother did. I've never known anybody in my life to ever make them but my mother and me. And I can sell them faster than I can make them. When I got that their wet spot off. And, oh, I hope the next time you come now, if you want to give a gift. See here? Oh, I've still got this pen to me. That's why I was wondering. Okay. But I'm going to write down them things next. How do you do? Unclip this?
I still haven't got one here.
Oh, yeah. I hope the next time you come, I can walk right there just a minute. You see, I usually get all my work done, so if somebody comes in, I ain't ashamed of everything. Now, looky here, I don't throw nothing away. See how I'm cutting these here? Yeah. Now, I don't use just one. See, when I put that down in there, see, I pin it. Now, you see, I got a perfect flower right here. So you can look at that now and tell how you're going to do it. Something new to learn. I can get $7 a piece for my own price for these when I get them made. All right? Now, let me show you something here now for Christmas gifts. All right? Oh, here's something you won't know. This ain't the egg cart lid that does what I was going to show you. Now, look at here. I got them everywhere. See here now? All right. Get your pink, blue. Instead of throwing this part in the garbage, throw the rest of it in the garbage. Now, let me show you what you do. Now, for Christmas gifts, when Christmas comes, let me show you what I mean. All right, now, look here. I don't know where I got a little artificial flower sticking around nowhere. I keep them glued up. Let's see, I think I've used all of them. But picture, let me get a little something color right here just a minute. I get these in the woods, you know. Do you ever get them in the woods?
What are you talking about?
This year, they bust open overnight. I ain't sprayed these, you know. These comes, they're not up busted open when I get them in the woods. They flat. And overnight, they burst open like that. And then I have my spray ready and I spray. But these, I run out of spray and I've still got these to spray, but there's what they look like natural. See, I was just going to get a little
color.
They could go down in the woods, side the road.
Do you know what the name of them are?
No, honey, I don't. But what I was going to do is show you. See, I sprayed these here now. But I want to show you something now when I feel. I go every year and get these and just give them away. Now, look at here. Any kind of artificial flowers that you want. Say like your little roses here, and I can't pull them off. I got them glued. You go get your magnet and put it right here, and then see how far this will reach. All right, come in. Now, say you had some little teeny more artificial flowers in here. Get your magnet, and the magnet holds them to here. Now, say if you had some little roses in here, like some type of there, just stick your three down if you want to, and then your magnets, and then say you got a pink carton, green carton. Hey, hand me that blue up here. I'm going to give you an idea. You might want to someday do this. Hand me that blue carton, and then let me show you the colors and how pretty they are with a little piece of magnet up there.
What am I doing?
That blue egg carton. No, that's not one.
These are ice trays.
Okay, I got some, I think, right in here. But just picture your blue, your pink, your yellow. Have your white, and put the magnet then, as you put the magnet, just put it right here. And take you a pink one, if you want to, put the white here and a pink here and a blue here, and fill it full of those little teeny artificial flowers, and they're beautiful gifts to give somebody. And let's see there. Oh, now let me see right here just a minute. That's reason I can't keep house. I'm always cutting. Let's see right here just a minute. This is my junk room. I don't believe I've got a colored one in here. No, I think I've used all the colored ones. I think I have.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's your rabbits. See now, are your little poodle. Take this here. This is what I have to have, this kind of lid. Yeah, this kind of lid. See, these here has the things to make it on the refrigerator. All right, this kind of lid. I take this here and cut all this here off, and I take then and put two together, put one back here, it'll set up your poodle. All right, then you take here. See, you ain't got this here no more. You cut this off. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you take...
Can
put
I take
them.
Six of you?
Well, didn't comb my hair. I bet my hair looks like...
No, it doesn't. Okay, go ahead and explain it now.
And just take it and put two together, and leave it this here for it to sit on, see? And, but... it makes beautiful poodles. And you see here now, when I put the two here like this together, see, it comes out in a point here. See?
Mm-hmm.
I thought sure I'd have it done the time you got here, but I didn't. So. But you know what? I believe if I live to be 80 or 90 years old, I believe, like you see so many women just sitting around, never doing nothing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Turn the side where that white won't show. Be a whole lot better. That should show up real good, hadn't it?
Now your mother taught you how to do this?
Not my mother. Just my mother's the only one in the world that I've ever known doing that. I've never run up on anybody that's ever done that before in my life. In fact, I'm the only one now. You've heard of things being passed mother to daughter.
Right.
Well, since I was a little bitty girl, my mother used to make them, and I've been from North Carolina, I've been to Florida, I've been, you name it, I've been everywhere, and I never seen anybody. I'll have my eyes closed already. And I showed you the way you do your record for a potholder.
Yes.
Melt it in the oven. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I grow table salt. You ever grow table salt?
No.
I'll give you an idea for that. I don't have the switches in here. Let me see. I got a big glass here. It makes pretty ornaments. See, I may have to pull this table down to... But, you know, I think for a person when they go to getting older, instead of just sitting with your hands folded, I think it's a wonderful thing to occupy your mind. And what people can't understand, now, see, I'll be 70 years old.